Orson, hi. I just want to say before we begin what a huge fan I am. Citizen Kane changed my life.
Is that why you're directing voice actors in children's animated cartoon pictures now? I caused this?
We're all just really big fans of your work, is all.
Fine. I'm only doing this to fund my new project. It's an old Samoan adaptation of The Taming of the Shrew. Now, what is this garbage I'm meant to be reading for you today?
Well, it's called Garfield and Friends. It's a cartoon spin-off of the popular comic strip. We'd like you to start off with the commercial rejoinders. Top of page one.
Fine. We now return to Garfield and Friends.
Sorry, that was,
What? What was wrong with that?
Yeah, it's just, could you emphasize the Garfield? He's sort of the star of the show. The Friends aren't quite as important.
But it's... Of course they are. If you're calling the show Garfield and Friends, it's obvious the Friends are just as important. It stands to reason, ipso facto.
Well, I mean, we only thought... You know what? It's fine. You're right.
Of course I'm right. I'm an auteur, you silly man. My commercial rejoinders are without parallel. When Orson Welles tells you, now we return to Garfield and Friends, you'd better damn well believe we're returning to Garfield and Friends, and no mistake.
Yes, let's move on from that, Orson. Try reading for the cat. Page four.
For this Garfield? Very well. I hate Mondays. Go away, Odie. Where is my lasagna? This cat, it's a cat, isn't it? I have no reference here. He's quite gluttonous then, quite a large cat.
Well, I guess it's a very popular comic.
Well, you may not have noticed this, as it's a fairly subtle fact, but I'm not exactly svelte myself these days. The man you saw in Kane and Amberson's was consumed, the late-night comedians tell me, by a much larger man. I've tried my best to conceal this fact with the finest capes money can buy, but the fact remains, I'm not in any way small. You may want to you want me to read for this large cat? Well, it's insulting is what it is.
Orson, no, it's Garfield is the star, you see. We want to be sure that our most esteemed cast member tries reading for our most important part.
Quite the lasagna fiend, this feline. I thought tomatoes were poisonous for cats.